Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Harper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Clark. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Dixie Leverett. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The first baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Grace. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. And now, play ball. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg bunts towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blair scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harper for the out. One out. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Bell reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Moranville reaches third base with a triple. Bell scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Braves. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to second. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to home to get Wilson. Moore moves to third. McMillan moves to second. One out. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. McMillan tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Braves. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McMillan scores. Grace moves to second. It's 3-2, Braves. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Clark. Blair reaches second base with a double. Grace scores. English moves to third. It's Braves, 3, Cubs, 3. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kyler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Clark chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards McGuire. McGuire fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on McGuire. Hornsby goes all the way around to score. McMillan moves all the way to home. It's 5-3, Cubs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sparrer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Sparrer reaches third base with a triple. Clark scores. Moranville goes all the way around to score. It's Braves, 5, Cubs, 5. Heinie Mueller pinch hits for Dixie Leverett. Mike Van Groh now pitching. Doc Farrell pinch hits for Heinie Mueller. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-2 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Delaney now pitching. Mike Van Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Groh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richborg throws the ball into Moranville who tags English trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Van Groh moves to third. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Van Groh scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGuire tags and moves to third. One out. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to home to get McGuire. Sisler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-6, Braves. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Moranville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guy Bush now pitching. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Sparrer hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Clark. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Bunny Hearn now pitching. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Moore moves to third. It's 8-7, Braves. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. Two outs. It's Braves, 8, Cubs, 8. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. English hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Harper chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Sparrer fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Sparrer. Grace goes all the way around to score. English moves to third. It's 9-8, Cubs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 8. The Braves will come to bat. Bunny Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn strikes out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-3 in the game. Richborg hits a pop-up towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 8. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blair scoops it up and throws to first, with Bush covering, for the out. One out. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Hearn covering, for the out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 8. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Moranville strikes out. 2 outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sparrer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Dugan pinch hits for Bunny Hearn. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Kent Greenfield now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. English takes first base on ball 4. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Blair bunts in front of the plate. Sparrer fields it and throws to first for the out. English moves to second. 1 out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Hornsby hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. English scores. Kyler moves to second. It's 10-8, Cubs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 8. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-4 in the game. Richborg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie James pinch hits for Freddie McGuire. Bernie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Harper hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Red Baron pinch runs for George Harper. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Boston Braves, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.